The Mishnah on Mem Amid Beis quotes a Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, in a situation where there are two foods. One food is the Sheyirtze, is Mem Sheyirtze. One, the Gemara understands as Sheyirtze means one food is Chaviv to him, and the other food is from the Shivas Amidim. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, the Tanoim have a Machlokes, which one should he say the Bracha on? So what's the definition of Chaviv? So in Shulchan Aruch they call them Achlekes HaRishayim, but the Chaviv means in general he enjoys, let's say, there's potatoes and cauliflower. He enjoys potatoes more so than cauliflower. Or does it depend on right now? But his wife made such a delicious cauliflower kugel or something, and the potatoes are not so delicious today. So do you say the one that's more Chaviv now? Or do you say the one that's in general Mochav? So in Shulchan Aruch they quote that's Machlokes HaRishayim. Okay. What's the definition of the term Chaviv? That's always important. You have to define your term before you discuss anything. And then there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Which one should he say the Bracha on? On the Chaviv or on the Shiva? On the Min Shiva. Min Shiva, we know what that is. Shiva's Aminim. Shiva's Aminim. Eretz Kita, Sarah, Gefentain, etc. We know that that's relevant for Bikurim. Okay. Now what exactly, which case is there a Machlokes HaTanoim? So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaMaroim, Emalef HaMadalim, starting from the fifth line. In what case is there a Machlokes HaTanoim? So the first opinion on Marula, Ula is from the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. The Machlokes is Kishabichasem Shabbos. Kishabichasem Shabbos, they're both Wadama. The cauliflower with the potatoes that are both Wadama. Well, neither of them is a Min Shiva. So that's a bad example. Okay. Whatever, okay, whatever the case is. They're both are eight, so they're both are Adama, okay. And the question is, whenever you say bracha on one ha'eitz, you don't have to say bracha on the other ha'eitz. So the question is, the first morsel of food that you eat is the one on which the bracha is chal v'haraya, that you're permitted to talk after you swallow the first bit, you're allowed to talk. So once you talk, Soch ben tefillah letefillah, if you're talking between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, you have to say a new bracha and the Shal Rosh. Why? Because if he talks to the bracha, it doesn't relate to the Shal Rosh. Here also, if you're going to talk, the bracha is not going to relate to the second bit of food that you're going to eat. Nonetheless, it doesn't pose a problem by eating food. The answer is because you only need a bracha on the first bit of food. The second bit of food is mutter to eat without a bracha. So this is really a question, that's how we interpret it. This is really a question of Hida Mitzvah. If you can be Yotzei Tefillin with a beautiful pair of tefillin or a poorly written pair of tefillin, sloppy, not so pretty, so we say Hida Mitzvah. Fulfill the mitzvah with the Mormuhuridik one. So here, the first morsel of food that you swallow is the Chefter Shal Mitzvah. Chefter Shal Mitzvah, what mitzvah? Mitzvah to eat breakfast. What's the Chefter Shal Mitzvah? No, it's a Chefter Shal Mitzvah. The mitzvah midirabbanon are reciting Birchas Hanen, and the bracha takes effect. Bracha relates to the first morsel of food. It doesn't relate to the rest of the food. So if you should say the machlokes HaTanoim is kishet birchasem shavois, so we have two milas. You have a mila of chaviv, that's a hidden mitzvah. Then there's a mila of min shiva. So which of the two milas outweighs the other one to determine which mahalach is the hidden mitzvah? The topic is one of hidden mitzvah. And the two milas, all the Tanoim agree, the two milas, Machlokes says, which mila takes precedence? So that's the first version, that the Machlokes HaTanoim is on the Kishabicha same Shavas. Then the Gemara quotes the second version, somewhere on the Daf, that the Machlokes says, Kishayim Bicha same Shavas. Kishayim Bicha same Shavas. So what, is he going to have to say two different brachas? So if you're going to say two brachas, so there's no topic of, there's no issue of hidur mitzvah, that you want the bracha to be chal on the mom, who did they get one? So what's the whole discussion over here? So the Gemara says, no, there's a concept of kedima in mitzvahs. We have a Mishnah in Zvachim, Perakol HaTadir. We have a rule. You're interested in performing two mitzvahs, mitzvah A, mitzvah B. So as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make a difference whether I do first A and then B, I do first B and then A. So then we have rules. We have Tadu Vishena, Tadu, Tadu Kodim. Then the Mishnah has Mekudosh, Reina, Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodim. What's an example of Mekudosh, Reina, Mekudosh? So the Mishnah is talking in the end of Zochim The kohen is standing in the azor, and two balabatim walk in with a korban simultaneously. One walks in with an oilam, one walks in with a shlamim. So an oilam is a kochim kochim, and shlamim is a kochim kalim. So he said, mekudish veinu mekudish, mekudish kodem. Let the kohen be makriv the korban that's more mekudish first, and then be makriv the korban that's less mekudish. Then it'll be makriv the shlamim. What's another example of mekudish veinu mekudish? So we said Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Shulchan Aruch has this comment that we paskan halacha lamaisa that sviras ha'imiv zman hazeh is only midirabon. It's a machlekes, and Tosfos on the daf and Menachos daf samach vav. Tosfos paskens like the simple reading of the maskanas haGemara that sviras ha'imiv zman hazeh. There's no beis hamikdus. Sviras ha'imiv zman hazeh is only midirabon. The Rambam and the Gaonim never wrote. They never quoted that idea. That is, they just quote the mitzvah to count Sviras Ha'imim. They never said that today anything changed. So the simple reading of the Rambam and the Gaonim is that they hold that the Maskanos HaGemara is not so. They were Amarayim Oel, that Sviras Ha'imim is Manas as only the Rabbana, and the Rambam and the Gaonim understood that that opinion was rejected. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Psak HaMekubal is like Tosfos, that Sviras Ha'imim is Manas as the Rabbana. What about Kiddush? So Kiddush is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara had a chof from the base. Zocha v'sham v'dibur echad nemru, and a hekesh between zocha v'sham. So even women are mechuyev in Kiddush, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh she'asman grama. This is one of the many exceptions to the rule. The basic exception to the rule is hakel. Hakel anoshim ataf, and then simchas yontev is a machloikis. Harishaynim had a paskin, a machloikis in the Gemara chagigah, machloikis in the Gemara. And Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, where the Simchas Yonim, Machlokes is the Rambam and the Rabbi, Rabbi Paskin, where the Hakrabas eating Shalmei Simcha is a mitzvah sesa shazban grama, a women mechuyev or not. Matzah is another exception to the rule. Korban Pesach is a Machlokes, a Tanoim in the Gemara, where the Noshim Rishon Chayva, Noshim Rishon Rishus, we assume Noshim Rishon Chayva, women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. That's another exception to the rule. A lot of exceptions to the rule. In mitzvah says it shas man groma. So the Gemara said beferish. Nashim chayav is bekiddush ayam dvar Torah. So the word dvar Torah is beferish that kiddush is deraisa. What about havdalah? Is havdalah also deraisa? So that's a machlokes harishonim. 2 days in Tosfos. Where's this Tosfos? The beginning of nazir. What's it doing? A nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So the two ways to read. The Tosfos has an expression, Loshen Nazir Mishunim. When you study Gemara Nazir, the style, the literary style of Nedarim. Tosfos says, Loshen Nedarim Mishunim. The literary style of Masech Nedarim is totally different from the other Masechtas. If you're used to studying Noshim and Ezekiel and Kotchim and everything else, you're studying Nedarim. And Nazir, the literary style is very different. So there's a line there in the Gemara and Nazir, the simple reading of the line says that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but Kiddush and Abdullah wine he is permitted to drink. So Tosfos says that's not what Rabbeinu Tam said, that's not what it means. It should be read Bitmiyah. Ah! What are you crazy? You think you're allowed to drink Kiddush and Abdullah? That's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? Because, so Tosfos says, because Kiddush alayayin is only the Rabban, and Kiddush bedvarim is their Isa, but the fact that you recite the Kiddush and you make a toast and you drink the wine. That's not Minatar. That's not Minatar. Why should he be allowed to drink it? So Tosfos there has two opinions. Why did the earlier Rishonim take Gemara ben Ichusa, not B'Tamiya? That the Nazir is permitted to drink Yen Kiddush or Havdalah. Havdalah, alright, Kiddush alayayi, and they assumed it's there. Havdalah is Bechlal only the Rabbanon. How did it all of a sudden become that the Nazir is permitted to drink the wine of Havdalah? The Tosfos says, maybe Havdalah is their Eisen. So there's two opinions in Tosfos. This is famous, the Magid Mishnah, in his commentary on the side of the Ram. Magid Mishnah has this question. The Rambam says explicitly, Kiddush and Havdalah are both their Eisen, Shabbos and Yontif, simple reading of the Ram, all four. Kiddush and Havdalah, Shabbos and Yontif, simple reading of the Ram, all four are their Eisen. The Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, claims that even the Rambam would agree that Havdalah and Yontif is Rabbanah. It's very difficult. How can Abdullah and Yontif be the Rabban? The simple reason in the Rambam is that everything from Shabbos is carried over to Yontif, Kiddush and Abdullah, everything carries over. So the Magid Mishnah has this discussion whether Abdullah is the Raisa the Rabban. There are two opinions in Tosfos, and he says, what's an afkemina? Kiddush and Abdullah are really mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So Kiddush is an exception to the rule. The Gemara said on Daf Chof, and the basin bracha is because Zachar v'Sham v'Dibrecha Nemru. But if Havdalah is only the Rabbanon, so there is no Hekesh, so there's room to argue the point and say that women are not Mechuyev in Havdalah. So it's based on that Magen Mishnah that the common practice is, Shulchan Aruch recommends, that women should never say Havdalah on their own, because maybe they're not Mechuyev in Havdalah, and therefore it'll be a bracha l'batol. Why will it be a bracha l'batol? All the commentaries is, why will it be a bracha l'batol? If a woman wants to shake a lulav, the Ashkenaz and follow the Rabbi Natam, that the woman says the bracha, Shekedishana b'mitzoyis v'tzivanu, on the tilas lulav. That's even questionable, it's not even true. So nonetheless, we say Shekedishana b'mitzoyis. So what's so bad about saying the bracha b'abdol? You don't say Shekedishana b'mitzoyis v'tzivanu, just say the bracha b'abdol. Why can't they volunteer to say the bracha? So they explain why it's worse. Okay. So that's a recommendation that they have in Shulchan Aruch, because there are opinions that women are not mechuyev in Havdalah. There are opinions that Havdalah is not deraisa. And if it's not deraisa, then it's questionable. There's room to argue the point to say women are not obligated in Havdalah, because the Hekesh Zachar v'Sham only goes on what says in the Chumash. And Havdalah is derabbanon, then there is no Hekesh, women are not mechuyev. So we recommend that women should never say her own Havdalah. They should always listen to a man say the Havdalah. And the man has to say Havdalah for himself. He can't say Havdalah only for the woman. We say, Yotza Moitzi, what Tosis quoted by the story of Yanai Malka and Malkasa, and Mem Chesam at Aleph, that one can recite benching on behalf of someone else. That's if the other person is Mechuyif to bench, and he does know how to bench, and I had a cup of wine, or I had a kazayas of bread, and I'm not obligated to bench. So then you say, Yotza Moitzi, I can bench to be Moitzi. But if women are not Mechuyif, if you should assume women are not Mechuyif in Abdullah, so it's not right. The man already said Havdalah. He's going to say Havdalah for a woman. But if the woman is not Mechuyev, so you don't say Yotza Moitzi. So the women, the practice is, the recommendation of Shulchan Aruch is, based on this Magen Mishnah, that women should never say their own Havdalah. They should always have listened to a man who's saying Havdalah for himself, or saying Havdalah for the men in his family. Let's say the Shabbos in Shul, or the Chaz in Shul already said Havdalah, Mitzvah Shabbos, he said in Shul. So he was Yotze in Shul. You don't need Havdalah b'makom Suda. Kiddush, you're not Yotze if you hear Kiddush in Shul. The Gemara said, because Kiddush has to be b'makom Suda. Havdalah doesn't have to be in the same place where you're going to eat the Malav HaMalka. You can say Havdalah in Shul. So the Chazan said Havdalah in Shul was Yotze. Is he allowed to say Havdalah a second time at home? So if he's only saying for his wife, that's not right. Maybe women are not Mechuyev. And what's he calling his Allah Arabim Zabazeb? But she's not Mechuyev in Havdalah, so he shouldn't say. But if he has sons who didn't hear Havdalah yet, so then he should say Havdalah a second time for the sons, and then his wife can be Yotze also. The women can be Yotze as well. So just like we have, so that's how Rabbi Kivega posed that question. That we paskin, bottom line, we paskin Allah l'maisa, the sphere of Samib Zman is the Rabbanan. And we paskin Havdalah, bottom line is the Raisa. We paskin Havdalah. If it comes out Allah l'maisa that you get stuck, so a man can't say Havdalah for a woman. We say Havdalah is deraisa. Women are just as obligated as the men in Havdalah. And a woman can say Havdalah to be Moitzi a man also. She's Mechuyev b'davar. Bottom line, we pass on Havdalah is deraisa. Women are Mechuyev. We machmel l'chatchila to satisfy all the other opinions. But bottom line, we pass on Havdalah is deraisa. So Rabbi Kivegir asked on the Shulchan Aruch, why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that on Motzoi Shabbos and Shul, you postpone the Havdalah to bid farewell to the Shabbos as late as possible? So you count Sefiras Yomim first, and then you say Havdalah afterwards. So Rabbi Kivegir asked that Svara in the Gemara, in the end of Brachas, Kol HaPuki Yomim Be'achrinon, we try to postpone the official bidding farewell to the Shabbos, postpone it to later. That only applies when all other things are equal. But over here, we have the rule of Mekudosh Ve'ena Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodem. There's a Seder, if as far as you're concerned, it doesn't make a difference whether you're going to say Havdalah first or you're going to count Sefiras Yomim first. So then you should really say Havdalah first, because Havdalah is the Rais and the Sefiras Yomim is the Rabbana. So that's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, he has no answer. Okay. So someone suggested an answer, everybody said Atochan Antonu, so they were Yotze Havdalah the Rais, and so the Havdalah Alayayin is only the Rabbana. Okay. That's an answer based on the Tzlach. The Tzlach has that discussion later on. We'll get to it. We'll discuss that. So the Gemara applies that concept. There is a concept of kedima and mitzvahs. A person is interested in fulfilling two mitzvahs, mitzvah A and B. As far as he's concerned, it doesn't make a difference. let's say sometimes I told over this story. We were once at a wedding, and by the Chosin's Tish, it was at night. It was after Laila already. And we wanted to dab Myra, but there was no minyan by the Chosin's Tish. Once in a hundred times I come early to a wedding. So there wasn't a minyan by the Chosin's Tish. But there were four people there, so we could have gone outside and said Kiddush Levana. So one of the rabbis said, no, you're not allowed to say Kiddush Levana first, because Torah B'Sheina, Torah, Torah Kodim. Myra comes every night, and Kiddush Levana is only once a month, and you have to dab Myra before. So I said, but we're not holding by dabbing Myra now. We don't have a minyan. We go holding by saying Kiddush Levana. No. Torah B'Sheina, Torah even applies if you're not interested in doing both mitzvahs. So that's Beferish against the Shulchan Aruch. Says Beferish. The only time you say Torah B'Sheina, Torah, or Mekudosh B'Eina Mekudosh is if you're prepared to fulfill both mitzvah A and B, as far as you're concerned, it does make a difference whether you do A first or B first, and then the rule is Torah B'Sheina Torah. But here he's not prepared to daven Myra, because there is no minyan. He's just prepared to say Kiddush Levana. You have three people. So then the rule doesn't apply. Torah B'Sheina Torah doesn't apply. Or let's say the Gemara has a rule, Torah B'Sheina Torah, Torah Kodem, the person, it's Rosh Chodesh, and the person late in the afternoon, and he didn't daven Musaf yet, and he didn't daven Mincha yet. So even on the Beis HaMikdash, they would normally, the first and the last carbon of the day is the Tamid. Tamid Shal Shach is supposed to be the first carbon, Tamid Shal Ben Abayim is supposed to be the last carbon, and all the other carbonas are brought in the middle. So even though if it would have been the Beis HaMikdash, the Pashtus is, he would have brought the Musaf way before the Tamid Shal Ben Abayim. But over here, if you are holding by davening, so you said, so the Gemara said, Torah B'Sheina, Torah, Torah Kaim, you should daven Mincha first, and then daven Musaf. Yeah, but what if he went to work today? But there's going to be, so he had to run out of shul early in the morning. He ran out of shul after Halal, and he couldn't daven Musaf all day long. So he's not going to get a minyan for Musaf now, but Mincha he's going to daven later. He'll wait another hour. He comes home late in the afternoon on Rosh Chodesh. Another couple of days, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. So he comes home, so he wants to daven Mincha with the minyan. So he doesn't want to daven Mincha now, but he wants to daven Musaf now. There's no reason in the world he should postpone Musaf. So he's interested in davening Musaf now. He's not interested in davening Mincha. Mincha is going to daven B'tzibah. So then you don't apply the rule of Tanav Shayda Tara Tara Kaim. You should daven Mincha before Musaf. He doesn't want to daven Mincha now. He wants to daven Mincha B'tzibah. So then you would say, daven Musaf now. Then you go to Shul and daven Mincha. So that's where the Gemara comes up, the second pshat in the Gemara. The first pshat in the Gemara, the only time there's a machlokes hatanoim is kishe bichasem shabbos. So it's an idea of hider mitzvah to have the bracha chal on the more bekavadike bit of food. So which is the more bekavadike bit of food? So that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether the chaviv or the min shiva. But if they're two different ein bichasem shabbos, then there's no seder kedim at all. And the next time the Gemara says no. The other Amoraim say no. There's a Seder Kedima to mitzvahs. So we have a rule Torah B'Sheina Torah, you have a rule Mekudosh V'Eina Mekudosh, and then you have a rule over here. That's the question. Maybe the rule should be if you have two brachas to say, one on a chaviv and one on a non-chaviv, so the bracha, one is going to be Hoetz, one is going to be Hoadoma. Maybe the bracha on the chaviv should come first. Two different brachas. Why should that bracha come first? One is going to be Hoadoma, one is going to be Hoetz. If he's saying, Tosis quotes a Gemara, if he's saying two different brachas, one is going to be Hoadoma, one is going to be Shahakol. Shahakol is a bracha klolis, covers everything. And Ho'adam is a bracha pratis, it's mefurat. So the bracha pratis is more chashuv than the bracha klalis. So it's like mekudosh v'ein mekudosh, mekudosh kodem. Tesis quotes that's a gemara. Then he quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos came up with a chiddush, that just like Ho'adam versus Shahakol. So Ho'adam is more mefurat, so that's more chashuv. So if you have Ho'adam and Ho'eitz, so Ho'eitz is more mefurat than Ho'adam. Because b'diyeved, if you'd say ho'adam and ho'etz, you'd be yotze. If you say ho'etz and ho'adam, you wouldn't be yotze. So ho'adam is more klolis than ho'etz. So the Bahag says, just like if you're going to eat two different macholim, if you want smicha, you got to know this gemara. Mem alfa manav. This traditionally in Europe, when a young budding talmid chacham would come to a prominent rabbi to get smicha, so he would put a whole tray full of food on the table and say, please have a bite. and he would see which one he would eat first. The guy can say, I don't eat all the other, I just want the chocolate candies. But that was the whole bechina. The whole test was, we want him to say a bracha and everything, want to see what he's going to say the bracha on first, whether he knows the rules and the regulations, whether he knows the pasuk, whether he knows how to say the pasuk by heart. Eretz chita, zara, gefen, what's samach, eretz kama, eretz basra. So if you want to get smicha, you got to know this stuff. Here in YU, they discontinued it. They don't give you any food when you have the bechinas. And the masmida bechinas in Eretz, they do give you a snack. They give you cookies and they give you a drink, and we're watching to see if he's going to say a bracha on the cookie first and on the drink first. Okay, you can always say that that the soda is more chaviv. He likes Coca-Cola better than all the cookies. Okay. So that's what the Gemara, that's the shaila that Tosfos has. Gemara seems to contradict the halachas gedolos. Gemara is talking, one is ha'etz, one is ha'adama, and the Gemara has, one is min shiva, and one is chaviv. And the Gemara has the whole discussion, and nobody brought up this concept, what the Bahag said, that you should say that since the bari pri ha'etz a mom of hurat, then bari pri ha'adama, bari pri ha'etz only applies to fruits, and bari pri ha'adama even applies to fruits and the vegetables, the more. So therefore, the bracha mefuretus of ha'etz is mochashiv, that's like mekudish veinu mekudish. That svara was not mentioned in the Gemara. So Tosfos says the Bahag only makes sense if you accept the first opinion. Omru la machlokes b'shibichasem Shabbos, then b'chasem Shabbos, then there's no machlokes. So then you apply the Bahag's claw. But according to the second opinion in the Gemara, what does Tosfos say? The end of the top Tosfos, mem alef men alef. The Bahag's Chiddush depends on which opinion you accept here in the Gemara. Okay, so it's an interesting, cheerful Gemara. Then the Gemara quoted that pasuk Eretz Chita V'Sora, and the Gemara said, "What does it mean? Zeis Shemen Zayis Eretz the Tam Kol Amikra Zel is Lishiurim." So the Gemara says, "Eretz Kol Shirav Kizaisim on the top of Amud Beis. Kol Shirav Kizaisim Salta Daitach." You just said Veikahanach the Amoran. All the others are not Kizaisim. I didn't say Kol Shirav Kizaisim. Gemara says Rob Shirav Kizaisim. So Rashi writes, the same Rashi appears in the other Masechtas. Achilas chelu dam noiser and pigul. The shear is always kazais. So the dam and Rashi, that's questionable. Why should that dam is a liquid? Why should the shear by dam be kazais? Shouldn't it? Ought it not be revius? The shear for macholim is kazais, but the shear for mashkim is revius. By nozer, there's a machlekes hatanoim and the mishnayis and nozer. What's the shear for the grapes? What's the shear for the wine? Do they have the same shear? Or do you say, no, the wine has the shear of yis, beitza machza, and the grapes have the shear kazais. Maybe I should say, since the ikar shear is the grapes, even the wine should be kazais, and maybe the grapes should be revius. Oh, machlega satanoim. But that's the question in the Rashi. Why does Rashi say that dam? The Rambam also writes, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, he writes, when you eat a kazais, dam yaloik. So that's the question. Why is it kazais? Why shouldn't it be revius? So the Meiri in, where's the Meiri? In Erevin, I think. The Meiri in Erevin. This whole story, Kona Mikra Zeh, the Shurim Nemar. This in Erevin, Dabdal, the Sukkah Daf Hei, the whole thing, the whole 30 lines. Everything appears there also. So the Meiri in Erevin writes, it's talking about Dam Karush. What is Dam Karush? That it congealed. So I thought the pashtus is that if it's not congealed, then it's in a liquid form. A liquid form, the shear would be revius. Thought the Meir is coming to answer the Minchas Chinos Kasha. Why did Rashi say? Why did Rashi and the Ram say the shear is kazais? I don't know why. The one who published the Meiri on Erevin, Absim Chazis Al Brody, he was a Rashi Yeshiva and Chevron Yeshiva. He has long footnotes. That's why it took three volumes. Meiri on Erevin has three fat volumes. So the I think two volumes, three volumes, I think three volumes. So he raises the question, why did the Miri say Koresh? He doesn't give this obvious answer. I don't know why not. And he thinks that the word Koresh is a Rosh Tevis of something. I forgot already what he says. So So I thought that's what the Miri is coming to enter that kash. Yeah. We suggested another answer, that there is a Tesis in the end of Masechah Shabbos, towards the end of Masechah Shabbos, where Tesis comments on the Gemara increases. There's a Mishnah increases about a woman nursing her baby. So there's a din of Tumas HaGviya, Tumas HaGuf. Gviya means the human body, Gviya. If a person eats Ochlim Tameim or drinks Mashkim Tameim, so he becomes Tami Midrabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing. The Macholim, Ochlim and Mashkim can never be an Av HaTumah. Kol She'en L'Tar Ben Mikveh in an Asa Av HaTumah. That's a klal in the end of Erevin, towards the end of Erevin. Only Odom Mekelim have Tar Ben Mikveh, Ochlim and Mashkim never have Tar Ben Mikveh. And Rashi, he says in a few places in Shas, what do you mean, Mashkim never have Tar Ben Mikveh, but there's an institution of Hashokah. If water is Tami, you can do Hashokah and make it Tohar. So Rashi says, Hashokah is not because of Tar Ben Mikveh, Hashokah is Midin Zriya. If you have an apple that became tummy, you plant it in the ground and it takes root, then the tumor disappears. It can't be, it's mechuba lekarka, and can't be that it's tummy. So Rashi says, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, I think, Zareya mayim al pnei chutzos, that if you have water in a puddle, that's called Zareya mayim. Even though it doesn't take root, it's called Zriya. So if you have water that's tummy and you pour it into a mikveh, or you hold the cup down, you make a hashoka, with the mea mikveh, so hashoka is midin Zriya. Fine. And the Gemara has this klal, Ochlim and Mashkim have no tar b'mikveh, so therefore it can never be an av hatumah. And Odom Mekelim is only mekamel tumah from an av hatumah or above. An av or avi avos hatumah. And Odom Mekelim can't be mekabel tumah from a rishon l'tumah. So Ochlim and Mashkim can never be an av hatumah. So by definition, the whole thing is impossible on the level of the rice. So the Gemara said that's what Yudchaz Gzeiris that they made at the end of the Bais Rishon, the end of the Bais Sheni period. The Bishamai made the Gzeira Tumas Agviya. If you eat Ochlim Tmeim, if you eat Mashkim Tmeim, it's Metame Yomid Rabban. The Gemara, the end of the first Perek and Shabbos, gives you the whole explanation. What motivated the Chachamim to make such a Gzeira de Rabbana? So there's a Mishnah in Krisus about a woman nursing her baby, and the woman is Tamei, and the Gemara discusses the baby drinking the milk. The milk is Tameh, and the milk is Metame the baby because of Tumas Hagviya. So the Gemara asks Akasha, but the milk is only Mekabel Tumah from the mother when it comes out of her body. If the milk had Hechsha Oichlim, you have to, apples and pears and things that grow from the ground, food, is only mekabel tume if it was rinsed off with one of the Zayin Mashkim. Yad Shach Adam is the Rashi Tevis of the Zayin Mashkim. If you didn't rinse it off, then it's not mekabel tume. So the Gemara asks, how is the milk mekabel tume? It wasn't huksha mekabel tume. The Gemara gives a case it was huksha. So Tosfos asks in the end of Masechah Shabbos, milk is from the Mashkim. Mashkim don't need heksha mekabel tume, only Ochlim need. The Gemara says, Mashkem alulim lekabel tumah. Mashkem are more susceptible to tumah. That unlike ochlim, that ochlim need hechsher. You have to rinse it off with water, but the mashkem don't need hechsher. So milk is a hamashke. Cholav ish is a mashke. So Tosfos comes up with a whopper of an answer. Tosfos says, when do you say that milk is a mashke? The milk in the refrigerator that people are going to drink separately as a beverage, that's a mashke. But when the mother nurses the baby, that's called machola shalatina. That's the whole nutrition that the baby has. Not that the baby eats food, and then in addition he takes a drink of milk from the mother. That's called machola shalatina, because it gives the whole nutrition. So therefore, Tosfos says, the milk is considered a noichol. In other words, Tosfos is saying a chiddush in definition, that the definition of oichol versus mashke is not so much solid versus liquid, but rather food versus beverage. So we said that from the Chayei Adam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam. How much soup do you have to drink in order to say Bar Nefesh, Brach Achreina? So the Chayei Adam says Kazayis. Why Kazayis? Because the soup is an Oichel. Soup is not a beverage that you drink when you're thirsty. Water is a beverage, and soda is a beverage when you're thirsty, and wine is a beverage. Some countries, because all the water in Italy, all the water was polluted, so they have to drink something, so they got used to drinking wine. So wine is a beverage. Beer is a beverage. People drink beer when they're thirsty. But people don't drink schnapps when they're thirsty. So that's what we said last week. That the kosher glover has a tshuva He quotes from the Kamarnas, Pirish HaMishnah. Kamarna was also a Chassidus Rebbe. So he says that Schnapps is an Oichel, Schnapps is not a Mashke. He mentioned that that in the new Yabia Omer, Chelik Yud Aleph, that just came out after Chacham Avadya passed away, he has a long essay about this topic, and he quotes all those who say like that, like the Chayodam, that the difference between Oichel and Mashke is food versus beverage, and those who disagree and say no, it all depends on liquid versus solid. So that's what we said, that blood is not a beverage. Blood is not a beverage. A lot of goyim like to drink blood because they feel that it's nutritious. They feel that ki adam hu hanefesh, it keeps the animal alive. So if they'll drink this blood in the slaughterhouse when they sheft, so the shcharim who work in the slaughterhouse, a lot of times they like to drink the blood. It makes them, they're stronger than the shoftim. They have a lot of muscles, so they attribute their muscles and their strength to the fact that they drink all the blood. So that's an oichel, that's not a mashke. They don't drink blood when they're thirsty. They drink like schnapps. They drink schnapps when they want to be relaxed, when they want to ease their tension. So that's important to keep in mind. Why the shear for achilas dam is kazayas. Minchas Chinuch himself gives a different answer. He thinks that it depends how's the lashon haPasuk. Since it says called dam lo sachelu, so shtiyah is bechalal achilo. Even if you drink it, shtiyah, but that's a whole sugya. Chulan dav kufchav shtiyah bechalal achilo. But since the pasuk expresses the prohibition for lashon achilo, so therefore the shiur is kazayis. And Biskarov accepts that answer. Biskarov anazir, when he's talking about the shiurim, so he accepts that answer. But then he tries to solve the other issue. There is theories in the Rambam, whether the shear by liquid things is kazayis or revius. So the Briskerov accepts what the Minchas Chinuch said. Depends whether it's written Losh Nachil or not. But then there are other theories that Minchas Chinuch wasn't able to resolve. When you're eating food, so the shear tzirif is kazayis tokad achilos pras. What about when you're drinking beverages? So the Rambam said, Shulchan Aruch quotes a benegiah to Yom Kippur. The Rambam says that the shir is revius tok kadei shtiyas revius. We don't allow any pausing at all. When you're eating food, kazai tok achilas pras. So that's an awful lot of time. Tok achilas pras is at least the amount of time that it would take to eat six times six kazaisim. Then we said another opinion is eight kazaisim, nine kazaisim, or 12 kazaisim. Depending whether there are three beitzim in a pras or four beitzim in a pras, whether there are two or three kezesim in a kebeitza. So is it 1/6, 1/8, 1/9, or 1/12? But by mashkim, the Rambam's opinion is that you don't allow pausing at all. So that's in one place the Rambam says like that. Then another place that the Rambam says like the Ravid quoted, the Gemara increases. The Gemara increases at the same Gemara with the mother nursing the baby. It's on that Mishnah. The same Gemara, the same daf increases. So the Rambam sometimes says revius tokadesh achilos pras, and sometimes revius tokadesh tias revius. So that stira, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't have an answer. So the Brisker Rav works on that, but he first accepts the first suggestion that the Minchas Chinuch gave to answer the first issue, why the Rambam says that by dam the shir is kazayis. He likes that answer because it says in the pasuk achilah. Okay, I thought I gave a better explanation. That dam is an oichel, that's not a mashke. Okay, you have to run to all the Rambams to see if we've solved all the Rambams or not. One of the dinim that the Gemara mentioned is riman, kol klei balabatim shiran kemoitzi riman. What is that? There is a din that if you have klei matechas or klei eitz and they become tamei, you can be toivel them and a mikvah they will become tohar. There's one type of there are three kelim that are just not mekabel tumah. Klei galolim, klei abonim, klei adoma, just simply not mekabel tuma, period. Then you have klei cheres, is not the same as klei adoma. Klei adoma is not mekabel tuma at all. Klei cheres is a klei adoma that you put it in the oven to bake it out. You heat it in the kiln, K-I-L-N, I think it's spelled. You heat it up. My wife used to go to, in the summertime, she has nothing better to do, so she goes to pottery classes. So all the women go, and they make their own klicheres. So they make all the designs, they paint on all the designs, then they bring it back the next week, and they put it in the kiln. So after they bake it out, then they put it, they bake it again, and then it's called the Kli Cheres, then it's Mekabel Tumah. And before it's only Kli Adama. And there are certain backward parts of Russia where they still use Kli Adama. There are certain parts of Russia where they still use Kli Galalim. They make Kalim from, so Rashi has two Pshat, and what does it mean? Kli Galalim. So the elegant Pshat in Rashi, Golol, means the horns of an elephant. What is it called? The tusk of an elephant. Ivory. Kalim made from ivory. The other Pshat in Rashi is what they hold in Russia. They make from Tzoyos HaBehemis. They make Kalim and they eat food. And those Kalim. Okay. So Kli Galalim are not Mekabel Tumah. No. Kli Cheres are Mekabel Tumah. But everything is different. It's Mekabel Tumah Me'aviro. If you dangle the sherets on a string, you dangle the sherets in, the sherets not touching the walls inside, it's Mekabel Tumah. If you touch the sherets on the outside of the Kli, it's not Mekabel Tumah Me'atar. If you have the dangling Me'avira inside, it is Mekabel Tumah. So that's one quirk. Only Mekabel Tumah from the inside, not from the outside. The inside Mekabel Tumah, even though it's not touching, just Me'aviro. And then there's the third quirk that it has no tarab and mikvah. If you have Kli Cheres, and it becomes Tumah, there's no way to be Metairit. The Tumah goes through and through, and there's no way to get the Tumah out. So what do? So the Pasuk says, Yishover. Yishover means you break it, then it becomes Tahor. So the Gemara understands, one might have thought, all of Tumah is Chiddush. One might have thought, it only works on Kli Cheres. So the Tanaim didn't understand it like that. Yishover works on any Keli that's Tumah. Once you break it, it becomes Tahor. We had the Gemara about the Mezuman. The Gemara here on Nun Amid Beis, fourth line from the top. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Kalim. Mita shenigna v'chetzio shav d'chetzio chalkua acham oshut toira. If you do shviris akli on any kli, it's mitar. The original pasuk only says by kli cheres because there's no tar b'mikveh. So the only way to be mitar is by shvira. Why should you be meshuga? Why should you break a spoon and a fork if you can be tovelon in the mikveh? But if you broke it or broke by itself, it's also metahir. Shvir is metahir anikli. So that's what the Mishnah says. Klei balabatim, the last line on Mem Aleph and Aleph, klei balabatim shiuran kimoitzi kirimoinim. If a rimon, a pomegranate is a big fruit, if a grape will, if the hole in the kli is a small hole, the grapes will fall out, or the peanuts will fall out, or the nickels will fall out. But rimonim won't fall out, so then it's still mekabel tumah. But if the hole is so big, the rimonim are going to fall out. So the guy's going to throw it out in the garbage. That's called shviras hakli. So the Mishnahs talk a lot about shviras hakli. The dinim, that any kli, that if you break it. It says in the Chumash also, you can't do hagolah. Libun you can do. Let's say you have a tray for earthenware vessel and you usually use it to bake in the oven, so you need Libun. So Libun works on a Kli Cheres, but Hagola does not work on a Kli Cheres. So it says in the Chumash, if you have a Kli Cheres that became treif, so it says Yishover. Yishover doesn't mean you break it and then it becomes kosher and then you can cook in it. It means throw it out in the garbage. It's not the same thing. By Kli Cheres that becomes Tumah Yishover, when you do Shvira, it becomes Tahor. Because when it's in the state of Shvira, so you can't retain Tumah. It's not a Kli, so it doesn't retain the Tumah. But Shvira doesn't make the Treif and Pat kosher. It's going to remain Treif later on also. It just means over there. The context over there means you throw it out in the garbage. Okay, so then the Gemara has Mem Aleph on the base. The Gemara has a din that pas poiter kol mini meichlim, kol mini yoichlim. If a person said hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, then he has potato kugel, which should have been huadama, then he has chicken, a fish, should have been shahakol, whatever he has in the middle of the meal, and it's dorm habay machmas hasuda. So he doesn't have to say another bracha and all the other things. So even though he says amotzi lechem haaretz, and the fish and the chicken and the vegetables is not lechem, the bracha amotzi lechem can't apply to that. That's the din. What kind of a din is this? So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi claims because you're eating a galapas by a sapas, you're eating a little bit of bread with the fish and a little bit of bread with the soup. Keep on eating bread with everything. So there's a din of ikar and tofet biruch aleikah poteres hatfelo. Why is that an ikar and tofel? Because the bread is more important than anything else that you're eating. The bread used to be kiloy al alechem levada yichya ha'adam. So the Rishonim paraphrased the pasuk al alechem yichya ha'adam. It says lo al alechem levada, but al alechem yichya ha'adam. So the lechem is always considered the ikar, and whatever you eat but the lechem is considered the tofel. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and it's not so. The Europeans. There aren't too many Europeans left anymore, but the Europeans always used to eat like that. They used to always have bread with everything when they had a meal. On Shabbos and Yontif, they'd always keep on eating bread together with the fish and with the meat and with the soup all the time. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, yeah, it's not because Ikar and Tofel. So they're two different Mishnahs. Ikar and Tofel is one Mishnah, and Birach HaLapas, Potter, Sapaperis is a different Mishnah. They're two different deals. So Tosfos says, Vam Haboy Machmas Asude means Hilchasa, here the Tosfos on Mem Aleph on the base, Hilchasa. That says, Bam Habay Machmas Asuda means whatever you eat in the middle of the course of the meal to fill you up. The bread is to fill you up. So the fish and the meat and the vegetables and the salad and the kugels and the chalent, everything is eaten to fill you up. What if you have an appetizer at the beginning of the meal? That's not to fill you up. That's supposed to be to develop your appetite, that you'll have an appetite to eat. I don't know exactly how it works. I always have an appetite, unfortunately. But so the Rashba has that shayla. If you have an appetizer, is that called the Ram Habay Machmas Asuda? You don't really eat the appetizer to fill you up, but the appetizer is enough to give you an appetite to eat the food that is going to fill you up. So that's a machlokes. So because of the two opinion, because of the machlokes, so that's why we would recommend if you eat it together with the bread, then Tosfos would agree with Rashi that it would be an ikar and a tofel. So eat the appetizer with the bread. Meikarad, then we should really say safik brachas lahakam. It's 2 days, so we say meikarad din. You don't say a brach on it, but so you should at least have bread with the first bit of the appetizer. The last bit of the appetizer that you're going to have. What about dessert at the end of the meal? So again, if the let's say they serve cake at the end of the meal. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a comment on Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says that Pasah Bavikistan is Bar Mina Mizaynus. What's Pasah Bavikistan? So one case they all agree. If you have a layer of dough on top and dough on the bottom, and then there's a pocket in the middle, kiss. There's a pocket in the middle, and then you have the blueberries. That's where you have the apples, apple pie. Apple pie in America is a big thing. So if you have apples in the middle, as a pas, habob bekissen, has a kiss inside, so that's bar minim mezaynus. What about if you have babka cake? It's made with yeast, and it rises like bread, and you don't put in so much flavoring, and you don't put in so much sugar, and you don't have any filling, you don't have any like a pie filling, you don't have a filling in the middle. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether that's also Pasah Bavikistan or not. What if you have a matzah that's crunchy, so the Mechaber holds that that's a bari minim zaynus, that's Pasah Bavikistan, and others hold that it's hamotzi. So there are different opinions, the Shulchan Aruch quotes different opinions, what's defined as a Pasah Bavikistan. So then it says in the Shulchan Aruch that since it's a Safik Brachas, so Safik, what Bracha to say, do you have to wash and say the Tilis Yadayim and Amotzi and Birchas Hamazon? Let's say you're eating the Pasah Bavikistan separately. So do you have to wash and then you have to recite Hamotzi and then recite Birchas Hamazon at the end? Or can you be Mekel? No, that it's only Bari Minim Zenis. You don't have to have the Tilis Yadayim. You don't have to recite Birchas Hamazon. So we would go Lekula. The whole Netilus Yadayim is only made the Rabbanon, so it's a Safik Rabbanon Lekula. Safik Yadayim Lekula, in fact, you have Mishnayis. Safik Yadayim Lekula is even more so than Safik Rabbanon Lekula. Even cases that you wouldn't apply, certain types of Sveikas, you wouldn't say Safik Rabbanon Lekula, but Safik Yadayim is Lekula. Safik Maim Shuvim also, you have Mishnayis like that. Safik Shuvim is always Lekula, even if Gimalugim Maim Shuvim Pasul HaMikveh. If it's not, if it doesn't yet have Memsor, once you have Memsor, so we paskin that even if you put in more Maim Shuvim than there was, I have 45 saw of water, even if you put in 100 saw, I'm sure when we paskin against that opinion. It tells you we paskin, once you have 40 saw, so you can't passel the mikvah. The mikvah is going to remain kosher. But if you pour in gimelugim, I'm sure before you have the mem saw, so then it passels the mikvah. You have to drain out all the water and start all over again to make the mikvah. So the Mishnah has that because this din of gimelugim, I'm sure, is a din derabbanan kal. The din of the Rabbanon that are Mocham and din of the Rabbanon that are Kal. So because it's Kal, so we say Sofik Shuvim Lahokel, even in excess of applying the Klal, even where you wouldn't apply Sofik the Rabbanon Lakula. Let's say it's not really 50-50, or the person is, you don't say Sveik the Rabbanon Lakula can they get a Chazaki, the person is Becheskas Tomei, the person is Tovel in the Mikvah, and it's a Sofik if the Mikvah is good or not. So you ought to say, he's Becheskas Tumah, so the Sofik Rabbanon is not Lukula, can they get a Chazaka? So nonetheless, the Mishnah says, you go out of your way, you bend over backwards. Sofik Shuvim Lukula, and many hold Sofik Brach is also Lukula, more Lukula than Sofik Rabbanon Lukula. So Sofik Yodayim is also Lukula. Sofik in Mishnah is Yodayim. The Mishnah Melech points this out, that by Yodayim, Safik Adayim Lekula and Safik Shuvim Lekula is even more so than Safik Darabon Lekula. So if a person would be eating such cake, and it's a Safik, maybe it's Hamoitzi, maybe it's Mezainah, so we would go Lekula. The Shulchan Aruch one place says, since it's a Safik, say go Lekula. Then another place, the Shulchan Aruch recommends Hastira. The other place, the Shulchan Aruch recommends, that you shouldn't eat this kind of cake unless in the middle of a meal. So it'll be covered with hamoitzi. You said hamoitzi, you're going to eat it in the middle of a meal. So it's a midas chasidus to do like that. Mikra din, you say sofik brochas lahokel. You can eat it, you don't have to wash, you don't have to bench. You can say mezonos and say alamichim. And if you want to observe a midas chasidus, that's a recommended midas chasidus. You should only eat this cake in the middle of a meal. So then it'll be covered with the hamoitzi. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're having cake at the end of the meal, do you have to say Bari Min Mizaynus or not? So Rabbi Kivega says, what kind of a cake is it? It's only a discussion if it's a pie that has a filling in it. That's a Vadai Mizaynus. So if you add it at the end of the meal, do you say Mizaynus or not? But if it's a cake, a babka cake, that's a Safik HaMoitzi, or let's say a Sfardi is going to have matzah at the end of the meal. He ate bread and he had a whole meal and then they're giving matzah as dessert for some reason or another. So would he have to, and he's not hungry, so would he have to say, no, it's fine, we usually say mezonos on the matzah. Would he say mezonos? No. Since it's a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch, some are of the opinion that matzah is hamoitzi. So you already said hamoitzi in the beginning of the meal. So you shouldn't say another hamoitzi. Let's say they served white bread in the beginning, then he wants to switch to eat pumpernickel in the middle. He wants to have a rye bread in the middle. So you don't say another hamoitzi. You already said hamoitzi in the beginning. So if they give another form of bread, you don't say another bracha. So here also, if they're going to give you some kind of, they're going to give matzah as a dessert at the end of the meal. So matzah is a sofik hamoitzi. Even according to Sfarim, it's not a badai mezainis, it's a sofik hamoitzi. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says, that whenever you get cake at the end of the meal, that's a sofik hamoitzi, sofik mezainis. You already said hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal. Then of course you don't say hamoitzi. It's a sofik brach zlokel to assume that maybe the bracha is hamoitzi. You already said hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal. But what they have in the Shulchan Aruch is, if they give you pie with a filling at the end of the meal, that's a vaday mezainis, because that's literally pasabah, because then has a kiss, has a pocket with the filling, with the blueberries or the apples in the middle, apple pie, a cherry pie, whatever. So then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it depends. If the person is still hungry and is eating the pie at the end of the meal in order to fill himself up because he's still hungry, then it's one of the courses in the meal. Then you don't say a bracha bari minim zainis. But if the person is full, he's not really hungry, and he's only eating the pie because that's the dessert, like if they would give some kind of fruit for dessert. So then you have to say bari minim zainis. Then you have to say bari minim zainis. So again, so the Gemara has a din. If a Dvarim Habayim Achmas Hasuda, do not acquire a bracha, not before and not after. So it's a machlekes. Rashi says only provided that you eat it as a lifton, the lapis behemas hapas. You eat it together with bread. So you have a situation of an ikra and a tofel. So Tosfos said, that's a different din. Ikra and tofel is a different din, and varm habay machmas hasud is a different din, and Rashi is confusing two different things. So we follow Tosfos, that whatever you eat in the middle of the meal in order to fill you up, doesn't require a bracha. So let's say you have fish in the middle of the meal, the fish, that's nutritious. You have fish, then you have flesh, then you have vegetables, then you have kugel, then you have cholent, whatever. So many have a minig that after you have fish, you have schnapps. So if you drink, if you have a chocolate bar in the middle of the meal, that's not in order to fill you up. You're going to have a whole normal meal. The chocolate bar is not a course in the meal. Or a person decides, he wants to have a drink of schnapps in the middle of the meal. The schnapps doesn't fit into this, not for nutrition. He likes to have a drink. He enjoys drinking schnapps. So then you have to say a bracha on the schnapps, whatever the bracha should be. So that's a shaila. What if he drinks schnapps in the middle of the meal after he had fish? So the kids of Shulchan Aruch has a machlokes on that. Since the practice would be in many places for whatever reason that you have schnapps after the fish, so maybe since the fish was Dvarm HaBoy Machmas HaSuda, so maybe the schnapps also blends in to become Dvarm HaBoy Machmas HaSuda, maybe it doesn't require a bracha. So that's a machlokes in Achrayim. What if you have in the middle of the meal chocolate bar or a drink of schnapps unrelated to the fish? The schnapps and the chocolate bar don't fit in. It's not Dvarm HaBoy Machmas HaSuda. It's not normally a course in the meal. So you have to say a bracha before. Do you say a bracha after or not? So the Gemara says, you only say a bracha machlokes. The Gemara says, we paskin. So she says, hilchasa. We paskin that you don't say a bracha after. You don't say a bracha after. Dvar ma'abayim shaloi machmas hasuda. You only say a bracha before. You don't say a bracha after. When do you have to say a bracha both before and after? So that's what the Gemara says, la'achar hasuda. If they serve something after the whole meal is over. So what do you mean after the whole meal? After they said Birch Samazan? No, what's that? Pshita. So of course you need a bracha before and after. No. It means after the meal is over, before the Birch Samazan, but this doesn't blend in at all to become part of the meal. Let's say a person had a drink of tea and he doesn't know Bar Nefasha, so he says the whole Birch Samazan. So the dinner is he's not Yotze. You're not Yotze Birch Samazan unless you had bread. If you had pasal barbekisnan, okay. But if you had fish, or you had chicken, or you had vegetables, and you said birch samazen, then you're not yet said the birch samazen. So that's what Rashi learns here in the Gemara. If the person had ate some food in the middle of the meal, and he doesn't, according to Rashi, he doesn't eat it with the bread. He's not eating it with the bread, so the Gemara says you need a bracha before and after. Why do you need a bracha after? Because he can't cover it with birchas hamazon. Because it's fish or it's flesh. So we don't hold, Tosfos doesn't hold like that Rashi. So it says you never have to eat it with the bread. So what does it mean? What does it mean? La'achar hasuda. So Tosfos says he finished eating and they took away all the bread from the table. Tosfos says by us they never do it. Sometimes at the weddings they do. They clear off the table, they take everything off before they even serve the dessert. Sometimes they'll even take off the tablecloth, take everything off. Then they go home. The waiters go home. Then they serve the dessert after there's no bread left at all. That's literally la'achar hasuda. So then Tosfos has the gifts in the Gemara. If you eat something la'achar hasuda after they took off the bread from the tables, so that's already siluk hasuda, the suda is all over, then you need a bracha before and after. Let's say you're going to have ice cream at the end. So ice cream for sure is not to fill you up. Ice cream is just, you enjoy the snack, you enjoy the nash. So the Gemara says you need a bracha before and after. If they did siluk hashulchan, if they took away the bread, if they didn't take away the bread, so you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. But if they took away the bread, then you need a bracha before and after. So that's the din of pas poita kol mini ochlim. Yeah. What about mashkim? What if you drink water in the middle of a meal? So the pashtus in the Gemara is that the pas covers everything in the middle of the meal. So this is quotes the Machzor Vitri, two lines from the bottom of the last line in the daf, Mem Aleph on the base. The Machzor Vitri is written by one of the Talmidim of Rashi. So he says, water is not nutritious at all. Doesn't give you any, doesn't have any calories. Doesn't have any nutritional value. So the Mishnah has in the Nedarim, Tosfos quotes the Mishnah in Nedarim, the Mishnah in Nedarim says that person takes a neder not to eat mazon, so not to eat anything that's zan, anything that's nutritious. So all foods are included except for mayim and melech are not included. So Tosfos says when you say hamoitzi, it covers everything in the meal. It covers, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, it only covers what you eat together with the bread. According to Tosfos, it covers all the food, even if you don't eat it with the bread. But that's only if it has nutritional value. But since water doesn't have any nutritional value, so water is not covered with Dvarma Boy Machmas HaSudah. All right, so you got to say shahakol. So he's 20 minutes into the meal and he's eaten so much he wants to swallow it down, so he takes a sip of water. Then 20 minutes go by, eating, talking, then he wants to have another sip of water. So the Machzor Vitri comes up with Chiddush Wapa number 2. He already said shahakol on the first sip of water. You got to say again. The Dilukei Machzor Vitri, they're not in agreement with him. Shekoshim, Rebrochim, Lamayim, Brochim, B'chol Pam, Apam, Afilu B'tur Chasudit, Kavi Kinimloch. Because Hashos Amayim Litzomai, you only said Broch on water, Shehakol, if you drink it Litzomai. So when he drank the first bit of water, why didn't he continue to drink? He's not thirsty anymore. He only drinks Litzomai. Then he eats another 20 minutes, and he wants to swallow down the rest. So that's a new Litzomai. That's a new Litzomai. That's like, considered like a Hesach Hadas. So we don't follow that at all. We assume that just like the food that you eat in the course of the meal to fill you up is called Dvar Mahaboy Machmas HaSudah, and it's covered with the Hamoitzi. The word Lechem means bread, but the word Lechem also in Aramaic means a meal. Ovad Lechem Rav, Rashi and Chumash. Lechem in the Zid Adashim by Yankif with Esav. So Rashi quotes the passage from Sefer Daniel, I think, Ovad Lechem Rav, that they made a big meal. So the word Lechem means a whole Suda. So here also, Tosha assumes whatever is part of the Suda, whatever you eat in order to fill you up, is covered with the Hamotzi. Even though, if you say Hamotzi Lachmanotz on a piece of fish, a piece of meat, it's a brochel about all you have to say over again. Hamotzi Lachmanotz only goes on bread. But once you said Hamotzi on bread, and you're going to have a kazayis of bread, a lot of people don't even eat a kazayis of bread. They say hamoitzi, they eat a mashu, and then they eat a whole meal, then they say birchas hamazon. So they're saying birchas hamazon on the chicken, on the fish, and on the vegetables, that shaloi kedin. It only patters all the other food if you plan to eat a kazayis of it. But if you don't plan to eat a kazayis of it, then it doesn't patter anything. So we don't follow this Machzor Vitri at all. We don't follow the Machzor Vitri. He holds that you say shahakol every time. We hold that the hamotzi covers all mashkim if you have juices that have calories, have nutritional value. Even the Machzor Vitri agrees. That's called Dvar Mahaboy Machmas HaSudah, that you wouldn't have to say bracha on the orange juice or the other kind of juices. Only water, he says, because of the Mishnah. And the Ramazan is mutav b'mayim u'b'melach, because it doesn't have any calories, has no nutritional value. What is an exception to the rule? So the Gemara says, Yayin. That's what the Gemara says, Shaluas ben Zayman, the last six lines on the daf. They asked the Tana ben Zayman, if they amra dvar b'machmas HaSudah, tachasad and tuna brocha. So he says, Hola pas petras, Yachi Yayin, ami nitre pas. What if you drink wine in the middle of the meal? And what's a shiny Yayin, the Gemara brocha liatzma. What does it mean? So Pashab Shat probably means, it is mitam b'chas hanen, and it is covered. He said, Amoitzi, and you're eating food, and whatever you're going to drink to wash it down is covered with Amoitzi. Whether you're going to drink wine, you're going to drink water, you're going to drink orange juice, whatever it is covered. But we know that they instituted Bori Pri HaGofen as a special bracha, even though you should have been able to recite Bori Pri Hoetz on the grape juice, but they wanted to make a special bracha like a Bichas Shevach, not just a Bichas Hanenu. So that's over here. Even though in Hilchas Birchas Hanenin is probably is covered with the Hamotzi that you said in the beginning of the meal, but since Garim Brocha Liatzmo, sometimes you say Kiddush and Abdullah and Shevachas Birchas Harrison over a cup of wine, even though you're not really interested, you didn't really want to drink the wine. So you see that Bar Piagofen is a special super brocha. So here also, even though in the middle of the meal it's covered in Hilchas Birchas Hanenin, and it's covered, but you should still say Bar Piagofen. So that's what he says. They quote from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that he wasn't so convinced if you have grape juice in the middle of the meal, also has. He wasn't so convinced that you say Bar Piagofen on the grape juice. He wasn't so convinced if it's in the middle of the meal, whether you say Bracha, whether you say Ala Geffen afterwards. He didn't know how to deal with this, with the grape juice story. Yeah, what does the Gemara tell us? Tosis raises the issue with the Moror. Taisus has it more bariches in Arvi Psoche. Here they have the kitzah here for this story. The top Taisus on Mem Beis Amaral, which is a continuation from the previous Omud. We don't say Bar Priha Adoma on the Morer in the middle of the meal. Why is that? Is that because it's Zvam Haboy Machmas Asuda? Is that normal that people eat bitter vegetables in the middle of a meal? That's called Zvam Haboy Machmas Asuda. So Taisus' opinion is it is Zvam Haboy Machmas Asuda, and they give two different explanations. Here, the explanation that they give is Kiv Narachmana Kabi Chayva. The Torah declares that it's on the menu tonight. The Torah says you have to eat Al Matzah Samroim Yachlu Kaseda Hazel Chatkila. Seder is first to eat Matzah, then to eat Mar. If you ate it out of order, you would be Yotze B'Yavit, but that's a Seder Lachatkila Deraisa. Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Gemara needs a Pasuk that if you do it Shalai La Seder, you're not Yotze. But other things, let's say Chalitza, there's a Seder Lachatkila, you say, and then you do the chalitza, then you do the rikikid, then you say the psukim back and forth and so on. So there is a seder lachatchila, but the seder is not miyakeh b'diyevet. If you did shalal a seder, whatever the seder is miyakeh, you have to have a pasuk to say. What is Yom Kippurim? You have to have a pasuk to say. So b'diyevet, if you have the mar before the matzah, you will be yotze. But the seder lachatchila is that first the matzah, then the mar. So Tosis here says, so it's on the menu. Rachmana kavicher matzam rem yachlu. Havik mod dvar maboy mach masasude. Because halachically it's on the menu. The Tosis in Psochem writes it differently. Not that the Torah declares that it's on the menu, and that the halacha makes it into dvar maboy mach masasude. Tosis says, what are you going to eat for morrow? We don't eat bitter vegetables. We eat romaine lettuce. New romaine lettuce. A lot of people eat all year long, without a mitzvah. It's a vegetable salad. You eat romaine lettuce. So sometimes it's you eat it stam salad of vegetable salad with lettuce in the middle of the meal. So it's Zvarm Habar Machmas HaSedi because it's normal that people eat it. So these are the two explanations why Tosfos holds that there's no issue of a brocha at all. Who are they coming to disagree with? They're coming to disagree with the Paitan Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem. He lived in France. And he writes in the piyut that we recite for Shabbos HaGadol that the reason why we say Bori Pihu Adom on the Karpas all the way before Avodim Hayinim, before we even start to see Pitzias Mitzrayim, is because the Maror is not Dvarm Haboy Machmas Hasuda at all, which normal person eats bitter vegetables in the middle of a meal. So you really ought to say Bar Pri Hadoma, and then Abichas HaMitzvah Al Achilos Maror, that'll be a violation of the din. Ein Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. I will always do it by Hamoitzi. He said Hamoitzi and Al Achilos Matzah. So that's what the Tosfos explained. The Hamoitzi and Achilas Matzah go on different things. The Hamoitzi goes, you have two Shleimas and one Prusa. So the Hamoitzi goes on the Shleimas, and the Al Achilas Matzah goes on the Prusa. You have to have a Kazais of this and a Kazais of that. So each Brocha goes on a different thing. The two Brochas are not going on the same thing. You can't have Chavilos Chavilos. Not only should you not use, what are the examples of Chavilos Chavilos? In Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, you shouldn't use the same cup of wine to bench Alakos and to say Havdol Alakos. But we do all the time. So the Gemara says you shouldn't do that. Ein oise mitzvus chavilus chavilus. But Tosfos says over here, what are you going to say? He's using the same cup of wine to recite Bar Pi HaGafen to say Kiddush. That's what we do all the time. In Kiddush and Havdalah, we do it all the time. We say Bar Pi HaGafen, then you say the Kiddush and the Havdalah. So how can Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam say that you can't do it by the Karpas? You can't say Ha'adoma, that you can't do it by the Maror? You can't say Ha'adoma and Alachilas Maror. On the Maror, it needs its own Ha'adoma. But if you say Ha'adoma and Alachilas Maror, then it'll be a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. So the Shad is, why is it different from Kiddush and Abdullah? We do it all the time. That's what Titus says. Taina is there in Psochim, and they quote Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam. So they say, it's against the practice that we have all the time. We always say Birchas Hanenin, then we say Bracha Lakos, Birchas Erisin, Birchas Nisuin, Birchas Amozon Alakos, you always do like that. So then it's even, it's Haggadah says, no, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam has to agree that that's different. Whenever you say Bracha Lakos, so the Bar Pi HaGafen is considered an integral part of the Kiddush, it's part of the benching, it's part of the Havdalah. But Bar Pi HaAdama with Alachilas Mara don't blend together. Bar Pi HaAdama is a regular Birchas Hanenin. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam says that the reason why you have the reason why they introduce Karpas is in order to be able to say HaAdama, that HaAdama covers the Mara later on. So Tosfos has one of the many kashas that he asks is the Gemara says even though he washed until it's the time for the dipping the Karpas into the salt water, because that's davar shetivulu b'mashke and need nitilas yadayim. Then when it comes to eating the matzah, that's 40 minutes later, you have to do nitilas yadayim again, because it was a lot of reciting of Haggadah in between asach daita. It's going to be a hesach hadas. So if the Gemara said that it's a hesach hadas vis-a-vis washing nitilas yadayim, so it should be a hesach hadas vis-a-vis the Bar Pi HaAdama as well. That's Tosfos Taina against Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam. He says, no, it's a Hesach Hadas with Shmiras HaYadayim, but he knows when he says the Bracha HaAdama on the Karpas that he's going to eat more later on. He knows it's a whole Haggadah. He's going to get to the Mor. So that's not a Hesach Hadas on the eating of the Mor. He has that in mind from the very outset when they said Banishtana, so they mentioned they're going to eat more. Everybody knows they're going to eat more. So that's Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam holds. There's no Hesach Hadas from eating the HaAdama, from eating the Mor. It's only Hesach Hadas from Shmiras HaYadayim. And the other Balei HaTosfos disagree. They say, no, if it's a Hesach Hadas, it's a Hesach Hadas for the Shmiras HaYadayim, then it's a Hesach Hadas for the eating as well. So it wouldn't help, the Hadama wouldn't help for the Mora because of the Hesach Hadas. So how come we don't say Ha'abar Pi Hadama and the Mora? So Tosfos says, no, it's Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasur, and they gave the two different, totally different explanations. That Tosfos says, because tonight it's on the menu, according to the halacha, it's Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasur, according to the halacha. And the Tosfos in Psochim gave the other explanation why. That it's Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasur, because a lot of normal people all year long will have a vegetable salad of lettuce or a main lettuce. So that's normal. It's normal to eat the lettuce. The Gemara had a strange din over here on their mouth on the base. Pasa Bobikistan requires a bracha before and no bracha after. In the Chodobah Shetan, right smack in the center, in the middle of Mem Aleph on the base. In the Chodobah Shetan, Brochel Lefanav, in the Brochel Yachav, Ela Pasabo, Bekistan, Bilvad. Well, what Pasabo, Bekistan means? Eat pie. So you don't have to say Brochel Achreina. So Tosfos adds on, you don't have to say Alamichia, but you got to say Bar Nefoshes. So why does it say you don't say Brochel at all? Because in the days of the early Amoraim, they followed the practice that was common in days of the Tanaim. They only said originally Bar Nefoshes was a bracha to be recited before you're drinking water. And then over the generations, later generations of Amoraim, it became the bracha achreina for all miscellaneous foods. So it says you don't say a bracha after eating the Pasal Babakistan, you don't say a bracha after. So today we would say a bracha. We would say Bar Nefoshes. Why do you say Bar Nefosh? Pasal Babakistan and say Bar Minim Zaynis. Why shouldn't you say Al Amichya? Why does the Gemara say you don't say a bracha at all? And today the meaning would be that you say Bar Nefosh. Why? So Rashi sounds like he says that it's only dova muat. A lot of times you have pies that has filling in the middle, pasal bo b'kisne, a kiss, a pocket in the middle, has filling, has so little, a lot of times you have cheesecake like that, has so little flour on the top and on the bottom. You simply don't have a kazayas of flour. So you can't say ala michya. So what's the bracha achrayna going to be? The bracha rishayna was bar minim zaynis. Because even if it's only less than 50%, you also say bar minim zaynis. Kol she'esh bo mechamesh saminim. If it has even less than 50%, you always say that bar minim zaynis is the yikim. But you don't say ala michya, you say bar nefasha. So that bar nefasha, that's only from later generations. In the earlier generations of Amorim, they didn't have bar nefasha. They had bar nefasha as a bracha shalafaneho on drinking water. Shosamayim letzomai. Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosis said, what do you mean? You're talking about a case that it doesn't have a kasai. So of course you don't say ala michya. But so they made an exception to the rule. Pasa bo bekisnen. You don't need a bracha before, you don't need a bracha after. So Tosis disagrees with Rashi. We're not talking, Rashi learns that the case is, he's having the pasa bo bekisnen after the benching. After the benching is having the dessert. So Tosis said, if you eat after the benching, then you do have to say ala michya. We're talking over here, the guy ate pasa bo bekisnen before the birchas hamazon, before the benching. So then, then he would have to say a bracha shalofaneho, but it'll be covered with the birchas hamazon. Because pasa bo bekisnen, if he would have been kaver sudan, he would have said amoitzi, he would have said birchas hamazon. See, even though you're not kaver sudan, but it's covered with the birchas hamazon. So since you're going to say birchas hamazon, it'll be covered. Then the Gemara tells a strange story. Rav Huna ochal tlesa rifti. He had 13 rolls. V'lo baruch. He didn't say hamazon at the end. So Rashi has two pshatim. So Rashi quotes the second pshat. He ate a ton of bread. Rabbi Zeinu Pirshu. Rashi quotes two pshat. Kach Pirshu av haigwen. Rabbi Zeinu Pirshu a different pshat. So Rabbi Zeinu Pirshu a pshat. That's loy nitan lahiyama. Ve'en anirali. How can I say like my rabbein? You had to go fishing here. You had to adopt the pshat from the Rav Haigwen. Why doesn't he like the Pirshu Rabbi Zeinu? They learn that he ate 13 chalas. 13 rolls, and he was still hungry at the end after all the 13 rolls. I guess they're not such big rolls. I don't know. The Gemara tells you the size of the rolls. So the only time you bench birchas hamazon is if you ate kedei sviya. If you didn't eat kedei sviya, one doesn't recite birchas hamazon. So Rashi says, what are they talking about? And nearly, how can I accept the pshat from my rabbeim? The Gemara says, "Benatayra, you don't have to bench unless you ate kedei sviya." But with the Rabbanan, everybody agrees you have to bench either you ate kezayis or you ate kebeitza. But you certainly have to bench with the Rabbanan. How can it be that they're interpreting Rav Huna didn't even bench with the Rabbanan? It cannot be. So Rashi rejects that pshat, which is the correct pshat. What he quoted in the name of Rav Haigon. Now we're talking a person. We're talking about a person. He didn't eat 13 rolls of bread the way we eat bread. He ate 13 cookies. He ate 13 pasa bo bekisnen. He ate 13 cookies. So that's not called a kviya suda. So that's what they said. What do you mean? That is a kviya suda. But according to the pshat of Rabbi Seinu, that he ate 13 rolls of bread, kipas shalonu, regular bread, and he still didn't bench because he didn't eat kedei sviya. But midirabbanan yimchuyif to bench. So that's what Tosis is not happy. Rashi is not happy with the Pirush Rabbi Seinu. Anymore has the din if you have pasa bo bekisnen. If you have oatmeal cereal that's in a liquid form, you never say hamoitzi. There's no loaf. You only say amoitzi if it's a pas habobikis and if it's a subcategory of lechem. So the Gemara says if you kodesh seuda on a pas habobikis and a cake and cookies and so on, cupcakes and that kind of stuff. So if you kodesh seuda, then it becomes amoitzi. If you're not kodesh seuda, then it's mezainis and you don't need netilas adayim and you don't have to recite bechus hamazon. Yeah. Well, I was going to tell the story. They were eating by the Reish Galusa. And after they finished eating, then all of a sudden they served some ristina. They served some kind of a delicious Michael. So the Shaila was, there was a Hesach Hadas from eating. So the Lechere, whenever the Hesach Hadas from eating, you got to say a new bracha before you start to continue to eat. So the Gemara says one of them decided he's not going to say a bracha. Anana taka de Reish Galusa samchinon. We're relying on the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa is, he's going to serve, it's in his home, so whatever he's going to serve. We don't decide what's on the meal. If they would have already recited Birchas Hamazon after the meal, then they serve another course, then you got to say another bracha. But they just had a siluk suda. They thought that they're not going to eat anymore, so that doesn't count. So that's what Taisa says. Misha shochel lechel afikoymen on Leil Pesach. So does he have to wash again and say Anatilus Yadayim again and say Hamoitzi all over again? So the Tosfos Stein is just like the Gemara says Anan Atak the Reish Galusa Samchinan. It's not up to us to determine what we're going to eat and what we're not going to eat in the meal. It's the Reish Galusa's home. So too on Pesach night, the Halacha determines that you're supposed to eat Afikoymen. See, even if. They made a siluk from achil and they washed my machrenim and they said havlan on the berach. Then they realized we didn't have afikomen yet, since the halacha requires he's supposed to have afikomen. So this siluk asuda doesn't count yet. It's not considered a siluk asuda. What's tekef l'smicha shchita? When you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to do smicha. So you're supposed to do it immediately before you do the shchita. How immediate can it be? The makam shchita is far away from the makam raglei hakohanim. So if the person who brings the korban is not a kohen, so he can't go in so far into the inner part of the Azar. It can only go the first 11 Amos in the Azar. So they're going to have to walk a couple of Amos after that. So that's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So the Achranim said because it's all one big room. Let's say you have a wedding hall and you wash the Tilus Yadayim in one corner of the hall, you're sitting all the way to the other corner of the hall. It's a long walk to the other end. So the Achranim say if it's all in the same room, then it's not called a violation of Tekef. If it's in two different rooms, then you got a shayla. Then you have a shayla of tekev. And Taisvis gives a shir of chav beisama. Taisvis and Saita gives a shir of chav beisama. They calculated it based on tekev l'smicha shchita. Where is the person when he's doing the smicha that you're going to do the shchita immediately afterwards? Tekev l'gula tvila, inale, you have to be masmach gula l'tvila. Tekev l'ntilus yadayim brocha. Okay, take until it's not bracha goes on what? Take until it's not bracha goes both. It goes on after mayim achronim, you should bench right away, and it goes also mayim rishonim. You should say amoitzi right away. It goes on both mayim rishonim and mayim achronim. And then take him to tamachachem bracha. Okay, take him to tamachachem bracha. That's not a halacha, yeah. Yeah, the Gemara about Lachmanios. Lachmanios, the Gemara says, Ma'arvim bohem. Even if the bracha really is mezainus, it only becomes amotzi if you're kaveh suda. But nonetheless, since if you would have been kaveh suda, it would have become amotzi, that's considered lechem shemarochem olav amotzi. The erevi chatzeres, you have to have dafka lechem shemarochem olav amotzi. So you can't use wheatina, farina, oatmeal cereal, that you can't use. But if it's a cake, that if you would have had enough of it, if you would eat enough of it, you would recite Birchas HaMazon. So that's called Lechem Hashem Avachem Olam HaMotzei, that that's acceptable for the Eruv HaTzeres. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You can use even this Svarim, the same as Zaynus HaMatzes, but you can use the Matzes for the Eruv HaTzeres, even for Svarim. Okay, we will stop here. Tomorrow, Belinetta, we'll start for the next Mishnah. When are we having the class, Suda? Wednesday. Okay, very good.
Everybody should RSVP if you get enough food.
The same mitzvah.
That's how you want from the
Suda.
Picture me in
Rabbi. Teisa 9 has to be.